Shopping was an absolute nightmare.
Colors, so different seasons.
She was a spring just like you.
Everything comes down to making women feel good and confident about themselves.
I'm Anne.
How did you land as in color and image consultant?
People step into their confidence.
Entrepreneurs or executives who are struggling to choose what to wear every day morning.
2 years after meeting her, she contacted me. She's like, do you have any brighter lipsticks? Like, work is done.
That's a big win.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Pivot to Thrive podcast. This is your ultimate destination to elevate your mindset, marketing, and sales strategies for ultimate business growth. I'm your host, Dr. Priya, and I'm here to inspire and guide you on your journey to financial independence. My mission in life is very simple: to empower entrepreneurs like you with simple, actionable insights and easy to implement strategies that will transform your online business into a thriving success. Now, here's the deal. If your current strategy in life or business isn't working, don't quit. Just pivot. And it's important you understand that the goal for pivoting life and business isn't just to adapt and survive, but to truly thrive in growth, success, and abundance. So, in this podcast, we'll dive deep into the mindset shifts you need to break free from cultural barriers and embrace your true potential. We'll discuss cutting-edge marketing and sales techniques that you can apply to your business right away. Together, we'll create a powerful belief system that'll guide you towards the life you truly desire. So, grab a cup of coffee or even a fancy glass of wine and let's start pivoting towards the success you've always dreamed of.
Hey, Anne, thank you so much for joining us today at a Pivot to Thrive podcast. I don't do a lot of interview style, but I'm changing it up a little bit in 2024. You're my very first guest with BNI, so I'm so glad you're joining me today. So in just a very, you know, like a short 60-second blurb, just tell the audience about you if they don't know you.
Oh, okay, so I'm Anne. I'm a color and image consultant. So I help people step into their confidence, know what suits them, make life easy and simple for them. This is my studio. I'm also a mum and a wife, and I've got an Airbnb. And yeah, I'm busy. Like most people, I'm busy.
That's right. So why colors out of everything in this world? Did you start your life with colors, or how did you land as in color and image consultant? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Okay, so I dropped out of school when I was about 17, 18, worked in a bar, worked in casinos, so I was a croupier for 8 years, and then I was working in a petroleum company, actually ran a petroleum company in Zanzibar, and I was pulled into the London office for something. I'd been there a couple of weeks, and it was winter, probably almost end of December, just before Christmas, and everyone looked normal the last 2 weeks, and then this woman walked in on a Monday morning in a bright red dress suit. Now, London in winter is a bit like Melbourne. It's lots of people wear black, grey, and it's cold and wet and miserable. And she walked in wearing a bright red dress suit, could tell that she felt amazing in it. And turned out she'd been to see a colour and image consultant. We all ran across the room like, and she'd had the colours done. And five of us booked in that morning, based on the difference on her. And I had my colours done, and it changed my life, basically. So I was doing it completely wrong. I didn't know what suited me. Shopping was an absolute nightmare. I found it really stressful, really difficult. And I never felt like I looked great. And knowing exactly the colour shadings that worked for me, and then doing my style afterwards, and knowing the body shape and the prints and the patterns and the fabrics, gave me a whole load of confidence and changed my life, basically.
I mean, I'm a testimonial myself. I'm in my colors today. I'm like, I'm going to interview Anne, so I'm going to be in my colors. So I'm spring. That's basically four different seasons where people get, they get to know what color suits them. So I'm bright and nice spring. I thought I would be summer. I used to be
one of these ones.
That's right.
These
yes.
Are yours?
Yes. I think. Yes. Sitting. That's the one. That's yeah.
You're kind of sitting there today.
That's the pink. Yes. So I literally called Anne, I need to book an appointment because I'm doing my photos done by Carol, another BNI member. So I was getting my brand photo shoot done. So I was going shopping. So that previous day, I wanted to get my colors done. And in our BNI group, we are a member of 30 plus business owners, and it's predominantly female oriented chapter because of the timing. It works well for moms who are in business. They can do the school run and come in. And the entire chapter is branded with Anne's colors, so different seasons. So that's another testimonial of how much it has impacted me personally. And that's why I really wanted to interview Anne, because most of the listeners are entrepreneurs or executives who are struggling to choose what to wear every day morning. And I was that person. Anything in black, I would just take it because it's easy, convenient. You can just match it with anything you want. But actually doing the colors have helped me with shopping. I can just go pick my colors and it's done and dusted like pretty quickly. So how long have you been doing this?
So I've been doing it. So I had my colors done 23 years ago. I've been doing it for 16 years, and black does not suit everyone.
I know. I know. Yes, it does not. I've realized it now. Okay. So can you share any story? I know every one of them who have walked into your life has transformed their life in some form or the other, but there has to be one or two stories that really, really, you know, kind of anchors your why you do this. I know you're big about helping women feel confident in their body. You help them lose weight. You've got a product that does that. You help with activewear. You help with choosing the right lingerie. So there's a lot of things you do, but it's everything comes down to making women feel good and confident about themselves. So can you share one or two stories about that?
So I describe all those pieces as pieces of the puzzle. So whether it's the skincare or the weight or the activewear, and the puzzle's you, and only you know which pieces you need. Now, I use all those pieces personally, which is why I recommend them. Client stories that I love. Probably one of the ones I love most, and it's not really a business or corporate one, but it just shows the power that color can have, is a lady who came in to see me. She was about 70 when she came to see me. She'd actually met one of my other clients who said, you need to do this. This is amazing. And she felt invisible. So she felt that she wasn't seen any longer. And I know this is a really common thing, and it's actually quite a common thing with women in corporate these days, that, you know, they're feeling that particularly as they get older, they're being overlooked and they've become less visible. And she came along. She was a spring just like you. Loved the colors, did her style. She's what I call a natural dramatic. So there's drama in her, but she was the second eldest of 11 kids. So it had been really closed down and shut down, you know, that classic, you know, sit down, be quiet. Nobody wants to hear from you, all that stuff. And she's now absolutely blossomed. She's living life in color. She's moved town. She just feels amazing. And I always talk to ladies about wearing lipstick, and she was very nervous about wearing lipstick. It does help you be heard and listened to. And about 2 years after meeting her, she contacted me. She's like, do you have any brighter lipsticks? Like, work is done.
That's a big win. Yeah.
So that's a huge one. I've also had women change career, move houses, because when you're dissatisfied with yourself, you're often dissatisfied with lots of things. And once you can change one part, you can start to evaluate the rest of your life. So I've had one lady moved house because she realized that she started to dress to the area she was living in. We find this a lot in work. People all start to dress down, where really we want to dress for the job and the life we want. It's that simple.
Yeah, I believe a lot of people in corporate do that. I myself did that in my university job, because a lot of people were so dressed down and I just didn't want to be the one standing out, you know. So you kind of become more modest and just merge with the group because you want to fit in to the team culture and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's really common. And then you're not visible when it comes to promotion. You're not visible. They're not seeing you. You're not out there.
Yeah. Okay, so I asked this question about how COVID impacted people's businesses, and is there anything pivotal that happened? Because my business is Pivot to Thrive, so I'm big on pivots, right? Did you do any specific pivots that helped you overcome that challenging period or come out on the other end really powerful?
A couple of things. Well, first of all, my business was completely face-to-face before COVID, so I couldn't work. Very much like a hairdresser, I wasn't allowed to work. And in fact, even when they went back, I couldn't go back because I can't do your colours if you've got a mask on. Whereas they could mask everybody and still continue to work. So I actually ended up being fortunate enough to get a job. You know, at the time that everyone thought there weren't jobs around and the world was falling in, I actually managed to get a job. And I worked a call centre job from home because I do have a child for about 14 months.
Okay.
Which allowed me to, us to continue, basically.
Yeah.
I also started looking very much at how I could then do more online stuff. So I do offer virtual consultants now, consultations for my clients. I did a lot of research on that. And I'm just starting doing some online learning stuff as well, probably for people. And, of course, skincare. Because all those little things boomed. You know, when economic times are hard, it's called the lipstick factor. So it was proven in World War II that although things were really hard, women would spend make money on makeup. They'd buy lipstick. It was just a little thing. It didn't cost them a lot of money, but it made them feel good.
Oh, really? I've never heard about it. So, see, there's something, you know, you get to learn every day. So this is a very important point that I want to, you know, reiterate. I tell all my clients, if you ever go back to a job, don't have any kind of shame or guilt associated with it. You have to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Like if my business isn't working, I will go back to a job without any shame or any guilt or anything feeling like a failure, because that's the pivot you do to put food on the table and to manage cash flow. So,
and I literally couldn't do my work, unfortunately.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's really interesting how people look at things.
That's
like I said, there can be that whole woe is me, or there can be the, okay, what can I learn? What can I do? How can I make this better?
Yeah, when I look at different Facebook groups, I feel this whole hashtag boss babe movement is so overrated. It's bloody hard. Like, you and I know it, right? Like, running a business, it's not fun at all. It's really not for everyone. And especially, like, I'm in my 4.5 year, like the first 5 years in my business, and the first 2 years, literally I was spiraling in self-doubt, feeling, oh, should I go back to a job? Should I go look out for, I mean, I used to look at Seek listings all the time. So there was that element of self-doubt. And then I'm like, okay, let me just push through it. I'm very close. I'm very close. And that's how I moved forward. So I really want to thank you for that message. It's very powerful. People have to understand that taking that part-time gig or a full-time job is not a failure, and it don't have to make anything about you. It's just external factors, which you cannot control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was, you know, none of us could control that. And you mentioned BNI before, and it was really interesting being part of BNI at that time. And it gave a really good perspective, because there were a few of us that life had imploded. We couldn't work. The travel agents, you know, imagine it, but it was horrific. But then there were other people that they were actually just smashed busy. They couldn't cope. They were that busy.
Busy, yeah.
And it was a really good indication of it wasn't all terrible. You know, some people were absolutely thriving in that, but other people needed to pivot.
I know. Yeah, I know. I know a lot of businesses made millions of dollars just during COVID because they were able to pivot, adapt, and address some unique marketing needs and just move along. But there were some businesses who could absolutely do nothing. So, yeah, it's completely up to the business and business owner. And that's why my business is Pivot to Thrive, because if you don't pivot, you know, it's very hard to thrive. So you even struggle to survive. Okay, so there's another interesting fun fact about Anne Whittaker. She's lived in 6 countries. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm born in England. You can probably guess that from listening to
the
me.
Accent, yes.
Something slightly accent there. Like I said, I worked in casinos. So when I was 21, I went to the Bahamas. I did 3.5 years in the Bahamas. I then moved to Tanzania with a casino. I did a year in Tanzania. Then, again, pivoted while I was there. So I went from working in casino to working in tourism. And then I was kind of like headhunted to work in the petroleum business. I lived in Kenya briefly. So I lived in Zanzibar, Tanzania, which is technically the same country, but also Kenya. And while I was in Tanzania, I met my husband, who's South African.
Okay.
So I moved to South Africa, and I spent 11 months there, a really long time. And then we moved here. So, So England, Bahamas, Tanzania, Kenya, South Africa, Australia.
How long have you been in Australia now?
We have been here 13 and a half years. So we came over with a 9-month-old baby, so I always try and work out, how old is my son? And we came with nothing. No job, no nothing.
Yeah, literally.
Paying like, furniture in South Africa waiting to go, two dogs in quarantine in South Africa waiting to go, and a 9-month-old baby, and we came.
Hey listeners, before we jump back into today's episode, I want to tell you about an incredible opportunity that's perfect for those of you who are always asking these questions yourself. How can I earn more money? How do I get more customers without spending on ads and fancy funnels? How can I generate recurring income without selling all the time? How do I create wealth without trading time for money? How can I transition from being a one-person show to mastering delegation? If this sounds like you, then you're going to love our sponsors for this episode, The Pivot Mastermind, a life-changing 6-month intensive experience designed to help you launch and scale your digital empire. But that's not all. One of the standout features of this mastermind is that each attendee gets a dedicated virtual assistant to handle their admin and social media marketing tasks. That means you can focus on what truly matters, growing your business and enjoying the freedom that comes with it. Don't wait any longer. Click on the link in the show notes to apply today and take the first step towards transforming your business and your life with the Pivot Mastermind. Now let's get back to today's episode.
So what do you think is the biggest factor that helped you anchor yourself in a new country, starting from scratch with nothing? What do you think has helped you?
Getting out there. You can't sit at home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to meet anyone. I'm certainly not going to start, because my business, I already had the color business in Tanzania. And in Tanzania, I had my own event management business. I knew I didn't really want to do event management with a young baby. And it's a lot of event management is about connections anyway. So if I just sat at home, nobody was going to probably find me. I mean, at the moment, color analysis has become trendy again. It's people actually have heard of it. But 10 years ago, it was something that nobody was just going to Google. So you had to get out there. I had to network. I had to join baby groups so I can actually have some mum friends. Yeah. Nothing was going to come to me if I sat at home.
So back then, your clients was completely through face-to-face networking.
Pretty much. A little bit of socials. Probably mainly face-to-face networking in those days.
Yeah. So right now we're speaking in late December 2023. Yeah. And if there is a pie chart, how would you rate your lead generation?
Source of traffic. I found quite a lot through Google these days. I said colors become known. So it's not unusual for people to find me through Google. They've heard about it, but then they look for someone local. B&I obviously brings me clients. Social media still. And I don't do, apart from B&I, I don't do as much face-to-face networking as I used to. Since COVID, I'm not out like I used to be. I don't need to be for a start.
Yes. So in terms of social media, is there a preferred platform for you?
For me, it's Facebook.
For you, it's Facebook. Okay.
It's always, that's where I'm happiest. That's where I like to play.
Yeah.
My Facebook and my Insta run concurrent. So
yeah.
Most things that are on Facebook go on to Insta. Occasionally I'll do a live on Facebook and it won't go on to Insta. And I've also got some stuff on TikTok, but I've only had one client so far from TikTok.
And you had one video go viral. I know about that.
I did.
Yes.
790,000 views.
Ooh.
Just went nuts.
Yes.
Yeah. And the learning curve of that is make certain you've always got a link or branding on it, because I have it.
Yes, so that's the key point for all the listeners out there. Every time you post, please make sure you've got a clear call to action or a link to a landing page or a booking link, because Anne reached 790,000 people and then she realized it didn't have a link.
Yeah,
so that's nuts. A wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasted opportunity.
Link at all. So now actually all my reels will end with my details on them.
That's right.
So if somebody wants to find me, they can.
Yes.
Because this went, I don't even know how many shares it had. At one point, I know it had 63, but I think it probably had a lot more. And it went off into America and there were too many links for people to have found me.
Yeah, yeah. So that was an expensive learning, but we learn every day.
It wasn't an expensive learning. It could have been a profitable exercise. It wasn't an expensive learning. It didn't cost me.
It didn't cost you. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's the right way to put it. Yeah.
So, more positive way to think about it, in my view.
I know. Think about the number of bookings missed. Yeah. So how is your 2024 looking?
Good. I mean, I love what I do, so it's not going to change particularly. I'm always open. So I'm always, if somebody puts something at me, I'm always going to go, would that, is that, do I, does it align? Does it light me up? Does it interest me?
Yeah.
But I love what I do. So no massive changes on the horizon that I can foresee at this point.
Okay. So can you list out any top three goals for 2024?
Obviously, it's financial goals. So I want to be 50% more than I was last year.
Yeah.
I want to have impact. So I want to do more podcasts, more video stuff, more reaching out. Because although I love face-to-face networking, a smaller group.
That's right.
Because if you can push out, then you've got more chance of people being able to find you. You know, perfect example is I don't know who's in your network.
Yeah.
That might be going, oh, actually, I want to do that. I need to talk to that woman. Whereas I'm only talking to my network.
Who already they know, kind of what know you're me doing.
Unless you have a real go 790,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely working on that and just making certain that everything is concurrent, the message I want, it's got branding on it. So when those things happen, they're there.
Okay. So more enhanced messaging, clarity in messaging and financial goals, and also in terms of PR and media and more brand outreach. Is
brand
your
outreach,
focus?
Yeah, brand outreach, definitely. Yeah, that's probably it, because it's easier to have a finance. To me, it's a financial goal is easier than a. I work on classes and consultations because people can buy different things. And although if I put out, I want this many, it's more likely it'll happen because I'll put more energy to it. It actually doesn't matter how it happens.
That's right.
Which, like I said,
so how can people work with you
to me tomorrow?
That's right.
Who knows? How can people work with me? So people can work. I'm based in Brisbane. So people can visit me at my studio. They're obviously, because of what I do, it's very personalised. It's bookings only. I don't have any people just turn up. I do Zoom consultations. I do some online stuff now. But a lot of my work is face-to-face.
Yeah.
They can find me through my booking site or they can find me through my website or socials, of course.
Yes. So I'm going to leave links to Anne's website, booking link, socials, and also Anne was kind enough to offer her PDF. Tell us about the PDF that you're offering to all the listeners.
I've got a PDF which is 12 ways to turn heads at any event. So whether that's a business event or a personal event. So Priya will put the link there. If you just click on the link, you'll be able to get access to it. So, yeah.
Okay. Any words of wisdom for someone who is starting out or who's wanting to be a color or image consultant today?
Do it first. I think it's doing anything. Anytime you really want to do something, make it happen. There's always ways to do things. I think if it's a color and image consultant, really look at who you would train with. I think that's really important. I did a lot of that before. So I trained in the UK. And I did a lot of investigation before I did it. I could have gone to people that were nearer me, that were cheaper than me, that were cheaper than I paid. But I wanted to make certain that I was giving my clients the experience that I'd received, that I was 100% backed into that. So I think, yeah, it's really important to do your research on things and just check it aligns with you. It's fabulous. Great job to have.
Okay. So just to wrap up, anything in, because I know you do a lot of personal development yourself, you've invested in a VA, you're big on self-care, so a lot of, because you are your business, so you really take care of yourself really well, and I know you're big about, you know, personal development, keeping on top of technology, automations, VA and things like that. So tell me, is there anything in particular that tops the list on these priority, personal development, automations, having VA help?
They're all kind of linked. I think the more personal development you do, the more probably open you would be to those opportunities. Personal development taught me that we can change our situation, our mindset, our emotions. Sometimes it's hard. Every second, every minute, we can make a choice. So everything is always a choice. It's that simple. The automation side, when I started putting automation in, I hated it, but I was doing personal development. The personal development person told me I had to because she could see what could happen in my business, and she could see that I was the biggest block to my business. It was horrible. I hated every second of it, but it's been the best thing I've ever done. So having a booking site, having follow-up, so pre-booking emails and follow-up emails afterwards, that's huge. So, and having a VA is just amazing because I have no idea what's going out on my socials today. I have approved it, but I've not had to go, what should I post today? Oh my gosh. It's taken that stress away from it. So it allows me to be more fully present with clients. It allows me to have more time to take bookings. And of course, it's increased my visibility, particularly the VA, because I'm not reliant on me, and I miss days and do things. And I never did, I did reels, but I never did stories. There'll be stories on my Facebook page right now. Who knows what they are?
Yes.
Sounds awful, that's but I have approved them. I hasten to add. Now, everything that's been done has been approved and been looked at and been worked on. But I don't know what's up today or tomorrow or yesterday.
And a lot of business owners don't value their time and don't hire help when they need it the most. And two things what you said really stuck with me. Like, you did it even though you didn't like it because you trusted your mentor, because she could see the things that were stopping you, which was you, right? It's funny. Like, when business mentors tell you things, they actually have a bigger picture of where your business can be and what's actually stopping you. But you just look at that one video where you have to sit in front of the camera and shoot. That's all you see, right? Yeah. But they can see a whole lot of impact that happens behind that.
Yeah, the perfect example was the booking site. So if you'd have wanted to book in with me previously, you'd have had to email me, message me, have met me face to face. We'd have had probably a series of emails where you've got, can you do Friday? No, I can do Tuesday. Da, 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 da. You probably would have slipped through the net, and I would have only got paid when you came.
Yeah.
Now people can go online. They can go, oh, Anne's free next Tuesday. I'll book that in. I get paid immediately. They get a choice of paying by PayPal or by card. So PayPal does pay for, so it can installment it out. So I don't have to even do that. And they can look at it and it's booked. So, and then they get that series of emails that go, reminder, you're coming tomorrow. Please bring this. Don't wear makeup. Do this. I had to do all that. And things would slip through because I didn't do that. I mean, I was very fortunate. I never had a client not pay me. Very fortunate. But now it's not even a thought. They've paid. I know they've paid. They're in the booking system.
You just get a notification. Someone has booked. Someone has paid.
Literally, I get, you know, Mary's booked in now, and it can happen. It can be sat at the beach. I can be sat outside having
a Bali after launching at MBS.
I can be anywhere. And it's just beautiful. It's just like bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it links to my calendar. So it means they can't book something that I'm not available. Right now, I'm trying. A gentleman's had to reschedule one of my classes, and he's just gone, oh, I'm here. These are my available dates. Any date in that block is fine.
Yeah. I've tried explaining this to clients who don't have a basic Calendly page. Yeah. Just the amount of emails you can save back and forth to just make one booking. So I completely agree with you. Systems and bringing systems in place, bringing a VA in place is a game changer. I mean, I've seen it in my business personally and all my clients' business as well. So thank you so much, Anne. I believe we've covered pretty much everything. It's short and snap. I don't do longer episodes. So mainly what I want to cover is different businesses, how they started, what is the impact they do? Because as entrepreneurs, we are here to change people's life in some form or the other. So what is your Anne Whitaker's role in image and style consulting niche? How is she trying to change lives of thousands of women across the globe?
Yeah, with what I do, if you're wearing the wrong... So many women look in the mirror and they just feel blah, and men too as well. But women tend to do it worse. Or they're stuck in indecision. They don't know what works. They don't feel great. We've turned down social events because we have not got the clothes for them. We lose opportunities because we're not visible. And we live in blur. We live in it's okay. And that we don't have to do that. We can live in, like you today, I look fabulous. I know this suits me. I'm rocking it.
Yeah, it saves you so much time. That's really it. That's really the big
as well. Yeah, because you're not making mistakes of clothes that you're just going, oh, I don't like that at all. It's that it'll do.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much for your time. I hope people got the most out of it, I'm going to leave links to Anne's socials, booking link, and also links to her PDF in the show notes below. So please check Anne's availability and make your booking. Anywhere part of the globe, you can have an online consult as well. So there are options to book face-to-face and virtual consultations. And I hope you change your life with your colors like how I did. So thank you so much, Anne. And I'll see you all in the next episode.
Take care. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
I truly hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it just for you. Please follow Pivot to Thrive podcast on the platform you're listening to right now. It would mean the world to me if you could leave a review, and I'm so excited to see you on the next episode. Sending you loads of love, positive and healing vibes your way. Stay blessed.